And welcome back to the final segment of tonight's Christmas edition of Paradigm Unhinged. Mr. Krim, when we left, we were talking about how in your paradigm, the Maitreya, the energy that was the Maitreya is what was in the Christ child. Is that how I understand it?
Yes, the Maitreya overshadowed, it's called. It's a thing that the masters do. They can use a method by which a superior being, a higher being, can speak through one of his disciples, who, of course, is a lesser being, but a very advanced being, near, I don't mean necessarily nearly as advanced as, but highly advanced. He spoke through Jesus. Now, the Master Jesus is a master. Then he was a disciple. The Christ did not go through the crucifixion. It was Jesus who went through the crucifixion. And he went through the crucifixion to dramatize for us, which is one of five great experiences which bring a man from being an ordinary, undeveloped individual into being a master of wisdom. They're called the five steps, the five initiations through which everyone goes over time. The last few lives, as we incarnate over and over and over again in the way I described, the last few lives of that incarnational development is covered by these five steps or initiations. The first step demonstrates the control over the physical elemental. Our bodies, if we knew it, are made up of little, tiny, little elemental beings, living elementals. And they dominate, they have their own life, and they dominate the life of the individual that they make up, or we do. We being the soul. The soul does, or the elemental does. And so the first initiation shows the control of the physical elemental by the soul. The second initiation shows the control of the astral or emotional elemental by the soul. And the third demonstrates the control of the mental elemental by the soul. Then there are two follow ones. The third initiation is taken when the physical body, the emotional body, and the mental body are all vibrating. That is, the molecules making them up, the atoms making up the bodies, are vibrating at more or less the same rate of vibration, which is a spiritual vibration. And then there are two further initiations to mastery. One is the fourth initiation, which in the East, in the West, it's called the crucifixion. In the East, it's called the great renunciation, when everything is renounced if necessary, even life itself if necessary, for the higher experience, the higher awareness. Because each initiation gives the man or woman a deeper and deeper insight into the world, into the plan, the plan of evolution, which our the great soul overseeing the earth, our planetary being. It gives an insight into his plan. We are carrying out, and we are part of, and created by, the plan of our planetary being, our local God, if you like, local aspect of divinity. And as that plan is carried out stage by stage, we gradually go through each of these initiations. The last one is the resurrection. And the gospel story is really the story of this journey through the plains, through the steps of initiation, the birth, the baptism, the great transfiguration, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. All of these went through by Jesus symbolically, but to demonstrate for us these five great steps towards mastery. Now, the one who was Jesus and used by Maitreya as his mouthpiece is a great advanced master himself, tremendously evolved. And he is living in Rome. He is one of the masters I can tell you about. There are 14 masters in the world, plus Maitreya, the world teacher, the master of all the masters. In 1975, five masters came into the world. One into New York, one into London, one into Geneva, one into Darjeeling, and one into Tokyo. And the next year, 76, one into Rome, that's the Master Jesus, and one into Moscow. So there's a master in Moscow, in Tokyo, and in these five centers, New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, and Tokyo. And then there are, after that, a group of more masters came in one by one, until now there are 14 masters in. Plus, in 1977, the master of all the masters, the Lord Maitreya himself, he came into the world and he created this moon that you talked about, the star which is really a spaceship I talked earlier about. And these masters are preparing humanity in these centers to show humanity the way forward. They have disciples in New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, Tokyo, and so on, and in the further ones in the various centers. Humanity, there are groups of men and women in all over the world in each of these places where the masters are living, and the masters work with them and teach them how to change the world. And they have the way. When the masters come forward, when Maitreya comes forward, he will say, you know, we have to do this. We have to first of all create peace. Because without peace, there would be nothing but war. And if there's war, it would be nuclear and would destroy all life. So we either have the end of life or we have a new life. And if we're wise, we choose the new life. So the choice is with humanity. We have free will. We are, each one of us, free individuals. But, and we have put that individuality at the, before everything else in life. But now we have to learn to put it at the behest of our group. And our group is humanity. So we place, instead of demanding what is our right by the law of individuality, because we're the biggest and the best and the strongest and the most secure and the richest and so on, which is what we are doing today, we put that individuality, the same individuality, at the behest of our group. That's the brothers and sisters of humanity. And Maitreya says, men and women are one. We are all brothers and sisters of one humanity under the one God. That God you can see in any different way you like to see. You can see it in any way, the Christian way, a Buddhist way, a Muslim way, or in an atheistic way. It doesn't make any difference. Maitreya is not against religion or for any particular religion. He comes for you and me,
No worries, sir. So this ultimately is to help all of us.
It comes for the men and women of the world. Above all, for those who have nothing. For the poor, the hungry, the ill, the despised, the neglected people of the world. For them he comes. It's for them the Space Brothers are here working with him to make the world a better and wiser and more beautiful place for all of us.
Well, we certainly need that now.
Well, that is why they are here. The Space Brothers are here. And that is their work, creating, helping our own hierarchy to create a new world and aiding and abetting our Space Brothers in every way, in our own hierarchy, in every way that they can.
Well, we're at the bottom of this last segment, Mr. Krem, is there any final statement or message you would like to give to our listeners?
Well, I would say that everything that Maitreya does is successful. He is bigger and wiser and older than anyone on earth, and he is working through him some great, extraordinary, great spiritual cosmic beings who make him even stronger than he is. And he is in no doubt that the world will be saved, that we will learn to live in peace together. And in a very short time, a relatively short time, he will declare himself openly to the world. He has, as I said, appeared to America some 49 times, I think it is, on television. 29 times. In Mexico, some 14 times. In Brazil, some 41 times. And now in Russia, some 29 or so times. And without, of course, declaring himself, he is incognito. No one knows who he is. But some people, I've no doubt, if they know my story, will say, well, I think that's the man, that is the Christ. But until the day of declaration, he will remain undeclared. And on the day of declaration, which is relatively very soon indeed, he will declare himself openly to the world. He will come into telepathic rapport with the whole of humanity, and everyone will hear him inwardly in their own language. So if you're listening, and if you're French, you'll hear him in French. If you're Russian, you'll hear him in Russian. If you're Dutch, you'll hear him in Dutch. If you're American, you'll hear him in English. If you're English, you'll hear him in English. If you're Scandinavian, you'll hear him in a various Scandinavian language, and so on and so on. The Chinese in Chinese, the Russians in Russians, and so on. While this is going on, his energy will flow out in tremendous potency through all the networks, through all the people of the world, and he will come into telepathic rapport and an energetic relationship with all people, hundreds of thousands of sudden, spontaneous healings will take place all over the world. And from what he says, and from what he manifests, and from what you realize yourself, you will come to understand that that one, and of course only that one, is the Christ. Known to Christians as the Christ, but known to Buddhists as Maitreya Buddha. The Buddhists await him as Maitreya Buddha. They had his name right. Christians call him the Christ. They think he is Jesus. But Jesus was not the Christ. He is the disciple of the Christ and works day by day, moment to moment with the Christ. They are inseparable, Jesus and the Christ. And Jesus is one of the great masters, wonder workers of the world, who makes more of the extraordinary miracles which occur in the world. The world is full of miracles. This is the age of miracles. These miracles are made by Maitreya, by the Master Jesus, by certain other masters. They are made to alert the religious people who look for miracles, who must have miracles to prove that the teacher is here and to show that the teacher is indeed here. He comes for all people, religious and non-religious alike. He sees no difference. He sees only that we are each of us on a step towards our glorious, perfected masters, and is here to help us on the way to that glory.
Well, we really appreciate you spending all the time you did tonight with us, Mr. Krem. It was a pleasure and honor to have you on our show.
Thanks. Thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Ken and Todd. Ken and Todd.
Yeah, it's us, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Good night, folks, and thanks for tuning in to tonight's special edition, Christmas edition of Paradigm Unhinged on the Inception Radio Network.
Merry Christmas.